On September 18th, members of the environmental activist group Greenpeace boarded and attempted to scale a Russian-owned Gazprom oil drilling rig in the Arctic Ocean. The Russian military responded to the nonviolent direct action protest designed to draw attention to the environmental hazards of drilling for fossil fuels in the Arctic by firing guns and brandishing knives. All 28 crew members of the Greenpeace ship Arctic Sunrise and two freelance journalists accompanying them were arrested by the Russian government. The activists and their ship were taken to the northern Russian city of Murmansk. Held in a Murmansk jail without bail, all members of the Greenpeace crew were originally charged with piracy, an offense that carries a 10 to 15 year prison sentence. Facing growing international protests, Russia later reduced the charges to hooliganism, which carries a 7-year jail term, and released the activists on bail. With the approach of the Winter Olympics in Sochi, the Russian parliament, or Duma, granted amnesty to thousands of political prisoners across Russia on December 18th, including members of the punk band Pussy Riot and the Greenpeace Arctic 30 activists. While the Russians continue to hold the Greenpeace ship Arctic Sunrise, all members of the Greenpeace crew from 18 different nations have been freed. Among those returning home after their imprisonment was Peter Wilcox, captain of the Arctic Sunrise and an active member of Greenpeace for more than 3 decades. Your reporter spoke with Wilcox, who was captain of the Greenpeace ship Rainbow Warrior when it was bombed by French intelligence agents in Auckland Harbor, New Zealand in 1985, killing one crew member. Here, Captain Wilcox, a native of Norwalk, Connecticut, talks about his 2 months in Russian prisons and his vow to continue the fight against oil drilling in the Arctic's fragile ecosystem and climate change.
Well, I really don't want to talk about the action itself very much because it's still under litigation. We're still expecting to arbitrate with the Russian state over what happened. I will say that we had done a slightly stronger action the year before, during which there had been no dramatic response from the Russians. So we were quite surprised when they did what they did, which included firing machine guns within a meter of our inflatables, slicing our inflatables up with knives, and then having special forces rappel onto the ship from a helicopter and arrest it. All of that was quite a surprise to us. We hadn't expected that at all.
Now, once you were arrested, you and your crew were arrested, you were in a jail cell for a couple of months, and I'm wondering what kind of thoughts went through your mind about the consequences of the action and what the Russian government was trying to accomplish with the harsh treatment.
Well, looking back on it with some hindsight, I think when they arrested us the way they did, they had in mind the amnesty program that finally went through in late December. Over 20,000 Russian political prisoners were released due to the amnesty program. It wasn't just ourselves and Pussy Riot and the oil tycoon. It was 20,000 other Russians. And I think that they had figured all along that this would be a good way to send a message to Greenpeace that they should not protest there. The difficult part about it wasn't so much the conditions, which were not particularly pleasant. When you're held in a Russian detention center, you're in a small cell for 23 hours a day. 1 hour a day you get to walk around in another cell, which has just a little more space in it. And it's not, like I said, it's not very pleasant. The difficult thing for us was the piracy charge, which carries a 10 to 15 year sentence. And for all of us, that would be a major game changer. And as much as, I would sit in the cell and say, I just can't believe they're going to do this, we didn't believe that they were going to arrest us in the first place because we were 30 people from 22 different countries. And then that night we were in jail. So there was a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress, a lot of nervousness on our parts, just because we had no clue what the Russians were going to do.
I wanted to just ask you about the overarching issue. The main issue that brought you to the Arctic Ocean was concern for the environment with Russia's moving forward with oil drilling in the Arctic. And I wondered if you would link that concern directly with global warming.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Scientists tell us that we have 5 times more oil than we need to push global warming over that 2 degrees Celsius figure. we already have more oil than we should burn. Pushing climate change up over another 2 degrees Celsius is going to unleash some horrible, horrible effects. We know that the more CO2 we pump into the atmosphere, the more the Earth warms. The more CO2 we pump into the atmosphere, the oceans absorb an equal amount and change it to an acid. So the Australian scientists I was meeting with last winter inside the Great Barrier Reef were convinced that within 20 years, the oceans would become so acidic that corals would not be able to form, plankton would not be able to grow shells, and we're going to change the basic chemistry of the oceans and kill off much of the life that's in it. So, you know, when I started working for environmental groups 40 years ago, I had no clue I'd be here at this point, you know, fighting for the future of my kids. But that's the way I feel is what we're doing. I've got an 18-year-old and a 22-year-old daughter and a 28-year-old son, and I'm scared for their future. I absolutely am. If you just listen to scientists, don't listen to politicians, listen to scientists. They will tell you, if they don't work for an oil company, that we can't go on living on the earth the way we are and hope it's going to support us. We have got to change what we're doing. The economic system we have set up that allows corporations to make billions of dollars doing something which is so destructive, we have to stop that. Enough of that. And we, the people, are the ones that are going to have to say that. We can't expect oil companies to stop on their own. They're just corporations. They're just money-making machines. They're not going to do it. We've got to tell them. That's what we're attempting to do.
That was Peter Wilcox, captain of the Greenpeace ship Arctic Sunrise. Learn more about the Greenpeace campaign against drilling for oil in the Arctic and climate change by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.